the fool on the hill. Geek Radio Daily, thank you so much for dropping by today and trying to get pranked too bad, because folks are going to be trying it all day long.
Yeah, they are. They're going to be trying.
You know how flippin' annoying that can be. Drop by Facebook, become a fan of the page, go to iTunes, write a review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. And please drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, to Bruce Flintstress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So yes, it's become big enough, it's huge enough, it's time for the Twilight spinoffs.
Oh crap.
Stephanie Meyer has announced plans on her website that she is going to publish the short second life of Bree Tanner. It's a 192-page novella that centers around, sorry folks, but here's a little spoiler for you, Edward and Bella's little girl, who gets like 10 pages in the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so here's her story. And possibly a way to extend the movies, too, because we can do this movie as well on a 192-page novella. The only reason I'm mentioning this is like J.K. Rowling, a good chunk of these proceeds will go to charity.
So
something finally good will happen to it, but spinoffs, so God only knows what happens next.
Oh, God, speaking of the same thing, will Hollywood ever learn?
Probably not.
Nah, probably not. 20th Century Fox has hired a screenwriter, Katie Diplo, to pen a script based on the popular E-Trade commercials.
What?
You know, the ones with the talking baby?
Talking babies.
Yeah. Diplo is a writer for the Parks and Rec, and the project is described as a mission movie, a group of talking babies trying to make their way across a playground. Apparently, Fox has already missed out the fact that Baby Geniuses, a movie with the exact same concept,
I was about to say,
was one of the lowest rated and one critically lambasted movies of all time. While the commercials were amusing at first, they've run out of steam. I mean, and there's absolutely no word right now if Lindsay Lohan is planning to sue them yet, or wait till they say her name first.
So what if they crossed this and did like the E-Trade Babies Caveman movie? There you go.
Oh, God.
So not that I know any illegal downloaders whatsoever, but you should be careful, because over 20,000 movie torrent downloaders, not the people uploading, but downloaders, have been sued recently for copyright infringement by the United States Copyright Group in D.C. Like, you know, downloading stuff like, Call of the Wild 3D, Uncross the Stars, Far Cry, Uwe Boll's Far Cry. If you're going to get arrested for downloading a movie.
Dude, good one.
Anyway, the government says they're getting ready to roll out another 10,000, suits against folks. So I'm just saying, you know, tread carefully.
Yeah, you might want
tread
to.
Tread carefully.
Okay. Do you have an internet connection?
Maybe.
Do you have a free time? No. Do you like to stare off into space?
What? Huh? What'd you say?
Okay. A galaxy zoo needs you. Among one of the most ambitious and successful online citizen science projects of all time, Galaxy Zoo is asking you to participate to help identify galaxies.
Okay.
By studying them online and answering a set of standard questions to their features. For instance, a galaxy, is it smooth or bulging? Is it elliptical, spherical? Is it spherical? How many arms does it have? Is it tightly wound? Blah, blah, blah. Galaxy Zoo, first launched in 2007 by astronomers and astrophysicists in the U.S. and the U.K., the goal was to identify a bunch of different galaxies, 1 million different galaxies in this survey. They were supposed to take, you know, they need at least 20 people to identify each galaxy.
Right.
Okay. This was estimated to take anywhere between 3 to 5 years to identify all 1 million galaxies. It took 3 weeks.
Okay.
It took, for the first year, 50 million classifications were made by 155,000 people. Go to galaxyzoo.com. They're doing it again. You can help them out.
Fantastic. So after all these years, Microsoft is finally going to start to allow you to use USB devices, thumb drives, for your Xbox 360.
Oh, goody.
So here's what you'll do. You'll take one. You'll take a thumb drive. You'll throw it in there starting later this month. Like, it's the 25th, I want to say it is. It's not in front of me now. That's fantastic. And you'll have to go to a network settings on the thing. You'll have to basically format it because you'll have to block out how much space you want to use on this for your Xbox. You can do that up to 16 gig. So if you have a 32 gig drive, sorry.
Half of it.
It's still 16 gig. Now, Microsoft will be selling official Xbox 360 USB drives. Oh, yes. In the 8 gig and 16 gig variety. And according to GameStop, who's got prices on them on their website right now, an 8 gig stick is listed at $40, while a 16 gig is listed at $70, which, as you might know, is incredibly more than any of us pay for it right now.
Yeah.
So, once again, thank you, Microsoft. You've been so incredibly sweet to us again.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
Whether you understand or not, you too can get audio fiction, totally free audio fiction.
I like free audio
fiction. At a handy-dandy little place called Podiobooks.com. They've got new stuff for you today, including
Earthbound by Artemis Greenleaf. Shola Ramsey wants to be like a kid in school, just like everybody else. Too bad she's dead.
No.
Yeah. She haunts those farm in windstripped Western Ireland, along with some of the other previous inhabitants. When she partially materializes in front of her sister at breakfast, she's propelled on a quest to stop a fake TV psychic from visiting the farm and stirring up trouble. Along the way, she visits a famous pirate, helps a mermaid rescue a basking shark from fishermen, encounters the Nevichian, the queen of the dark elves. But Shola just wants to find that Haunting Planet, the television show, is the least of her problems. Okay. As her world unravels, can she find the strength to save her sister from a monstrous evil?
We'll find out. Joe Cottonwood's Famous Potatoes is out today, too. Willie Middlebrook is a nice boy from the suburbs, a Vietnam vet, college dropout majoring in human kindness. Framed for the murder of a cop, Willie goes on the lam from the law, crisscrossing America while encountering the people of the humble cafes and dusty bars underground. They have rough brown skin and soft wrinkled eyes. They are round and they are usually dirty. They are hard because they have to be. But if you warm to them, they get soft and they can make you can make them sweet. Famous Potatoes is a road novel with a touch of noir, and it's a tall tale that's been called exuberant, funny, and humane. So you'll have a damn fine time with it today. This and so many other fantastic things are available for you today over at podiobooks.com. All you got to do is take your time, your attention, and the love for reading or having stuff read to you.
I like
right
that.
After you're done with today's ERD, over to podiobooks.com. Yes, indeed, GRD, Geek Radio Daily. So welcome. April Fool's Day. So many bad jokes happening today, but that's okay. You know, we're going to be fine. We're going to be just fine. And thanks so much for being here today. We do appreciate it.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
Well, these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, dear.
hppodcraft.com.
Who blasted lettuce today?
Nope, not a single one.
No mail?
I don't know. Maybe everyone's afraid of April Fool's Day.
I don't know why.
Or maybe, you know, maybe I didn't want to read anything on April Fool's Day.
That could be true.
Because I'm a little scared of it because people get a little psychotic when it comes to this. Oh, man, April Fool's Day. It's a fun enough day, but you know, people get weird and goofy. So I guess tomorrow you could tell us what a crazy, wacky April Fool's things happened to you. And you can always do that by dropping a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintstress, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Thursday, of course, means a look at your new potty of books. Your geekified news coming up this Wednesday. No, Thursday. Ah, man, this week can't go by fast enough. April 1st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
All right, on television today, over there on CBS, you have Survivors, Heroes versus Villains, you got The Mentalist and CSI, and they're all new.
Oh, every one of them?
Yep.
craziness. ABC's got a new episode of Flash Forward and apparently two brand new hours of Crying Doctors. Thank you. Fresh tears for all.
You know you love it. NBC, you have The Office for 2 hours because it's the baby episode and the wedding.
The wedding episode and the baby episode.
All right.
And some reruns.
Yeah, you got The Marriage Ref for an hour, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fox tonight, there's a new episode of Bones, and oh my god, a new episode of Fringe. This is not an April Fool's joke.
No, it's not.
It better not be.
It better not be.
Damn Wilbur.
It's going to be Terrence and Phil 2 hours.
Not without my anus.
Over there on the CW, you have The Vampire Diaries and Supernatural.
Tonight's episode entitled Dark Side of the Moon. So
anus thing.
Well, no. We could watch this with The Wizard of Oz.
That'd
soundtrack
be cool.
Mixed together, and
that'd
it would be
really
fantastic.
Cool.
AMC American Movie Classics. Spaceballs. Their Schwartz is bigger than yours.
Yes, and following that is Blazing Saddles, and how they're going to edit that one.
Tons?
Probably. Or there on Fox Movie Channel, you have Raising Arizona and then Bachelor Party. Again, edited, I'm sure.
I love that movie.
Yeah,
I have Monique Gabrielle. I have autographs of her. I even have a nipple print autograph from her.
Wow.
Thank you. Animal Planet, Beast of the Bible. Speaking of nipples,
okay.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense at all. Spike Television, you got Halloween, the 2007 edition.
Oh, that's not good. History Channel, Food Tech, it's hot dogs and beer.
Yeah.
Nom, nom, nom.
True.
Nom,
ABC
nom, nom.
Family, you have The Little Rascals. A cute little movie.
Sci-Fi Channel showing Casino Royale, because it's such a great sci-fi epic.
Yeah, exactly. Over there, TBS, Final Destination 3.
Sure.
Okay.
But anything we're going to be watching this fine evening, it's going to be on the Chiller Network because Murderous Surprises await a group of college friends when they visit a mysterious brothel. E.G. Daily and Mark Parrish both star in Mustang Sally's House of Horror. Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, April 1st, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait, and I promise you, there will be no false information, no goofy April Fool's Day
jokes. No, we're not going to do that today? Good.
Everyone tries to do it today.
Yeah.
You know, everyone tries to do that today. And besides, who would not be doing this to you? Well, I'll tell you who's not doing it. The Bruce.
Can't wait to punch you in the face while you're sleeping tonight.
Okay, and he will punch you in the face when you're sleeping tonight, but there'll be no April Fool's jokes.
No jokes about it, though.
Hi, I'm Billy Flynn.
Try not to get sucked into the vortex of hell, Billy.
I will try my best, but
practical
I bet you.
Practical advice for everybody.
I'll still end up at work. Thursday, of course, is the day we take a look at new patio books. Your geekified news is on the way. All that fun stuff. Now that you're here, we can let the show begin. Thanks for being here. Today is April Fool's Day, known as Fish Day in France, Doll Day in Japan, and Boob Day in Spain.
I like Spain.
Quote, this is the day upon which we are reminded of what we are the other 364, Mark Twain. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So also in 1578, William Harvey of England discovered blood circulation. Hey, if I stick a pin here, blood comes out. If I stick it here, blood comes out.
Yeah.
1778, Oliver Pollock's internal combustion engine was patented by Samuel Morey. 1856, the Western Union Telegraph Company was founded by Ezra Cornell. 1869, the first dishwashing machine was marketed in Chicago. 1938, the Superman comic strip debuted in newspapers.
Woo!
1960, the first weather satellite, Tiros 1, was launched by the United States. 1970, a bill banning cigarette advertising on radio and TV kicked in. Was signed by Richard Nixon. They still let him on TV, though.
Yeah, well.
1970, John and Yoko announced an April Fool's Day hoax saying they were both having sex change operations.
Yay!
1976, the Rocky Horror Picture Show made its midnight premiere at New York City's Waverly Theater. That's
yeah,
a damn fine time.
That's a good time.
2001, same-sex marriage became legal in the Netherlands, which was the first country to allow it. 2004, the Netherlands legalized euthanasia, becoming the first nation in the world to do it. I'm not saying that there's any kind of
combined, link. Yeah, because marriage doesn't cause death. Yeah, right.
2004, Google introduced Gmail to the public, and folks thought that that was a practical joke, too. That's why you can't trust this day.
You can't.
Genuine news comes out on this day, and it gets ignored.
Here's the joke.
Birthdays?
Let's start off with Randy Orton. He's 30 years old today. He's the first. He's the youngest WWE heavyweight champion. And that's about it. So he's a wrestler.
Oh, yeah. That's all you have?
That for Randy Orton?
Oh, okay. Josh Zuckerman's 25, the young Dr. Evil and Gold member.
Oh, okay.
What a good job. No. You should see Evil Hill that was on the George Lucas and Love DVD.
Uh-huh.
That guy does an amazing young
okay.
Dr. Evil. Mr. Evil.
Right. Yes.
His evil bookshop.
John Gosling. Yeah, the kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who left his pain-in-the-ass wife. He's 33 years old today.
Taron Killam is 28. That's Jimmy on Scrubs.
Okay.
I'm just saying. People like Scrubs.
All right, go ahead. Keep going.
Sam Huntington, 28, Jeremiah Jam Bruce in Detroit Rock City. He was also Jimmy Olsen in Superman Returns, but he was Jam in Detroit Rock
City.
Okay,
there you go.
Bijou Phillips is 30. That's a Stella star and Almost Famous.
Okay, I am a Bijou golden god.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not, but that's a good movie.
Yeah. The next person I got is like 49, so
keep going. Albert and Alan Hughes, they're 38 directors. They did Menace to Society, Dead Presidents. They did From Hell. So, you know, the Hughes brothers, they just did, what is it? Movie with Denzel, The Book of Eli. There you go.
Okay.
I kept wanting to say Eli Stone, and that wasn't it.
That's not it.
It's not it. Jessica Collins is 39. That's Meredith on True Calling. Now you can go.
All right. I have Susan Boyle, who's 49 years old today, the runner-up on Britain's Got Talent.
Annette O'Toole is 58. That's Ma Kent. She was also Lana Lang in Superman 3, which is a weird Oedipal-ish.
Yeah, I always thought that was a little weird.
She was also topless and cat people, for those of you keeping track.
Thank you, Dr. Skin. Or Mr. Skin. You got Dr.
Hey, I didn't go to 7 years of nudity school to be called Mr.
Okay, Allie McGraw is 72.
You know, love means never having to watch that damn movie again.
Yeah, no kidding.
Grace Lee Whitney is 79, best known to be Ensign Rand in the Star Trek movies. In films, TV shows. I think she finally made it past Ensign at some point in time.
Sooner or later. Gordon Jump?
No longer with us. The big guy.
Yeah,
the big guy.
Yeah, born in 1932.
Abraham Maslow, 1908, psychologist known for creating the hierarchy of human needs.
Yep.
Because we all have things that we need, all have things that we want to do, and sometimes we just shouldn't do them.
Okay, we also got Sergey Rachmaninoff. Rachmaninoff.
That's like the ramen noodles?
Yeah, no, close enough.
Okay.
And Otto von Bismarck.
So happy flipping birthday, all you April fools.